The third Kafisma, Psalm 17. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my foundation and my refuge and my deliverer. My God is my helper, and I will hope in him, my defender and the horn of my salvation and my helper. With praise will I call upon the name of the Lord. And from mine enemies shall I be saved. The pangs of the death surrounded me, and the torrents of iniquity sorely troubled me. The pangs of Hades encircled me round about. The snares of death have overtaken me. And in mine affliction I called upon the Lord, and unto my God I cried. He heard my voice out of his holy temple, and my cry before him shall enter into his ears. And the earth shook, and was made to tremble, and the foundations of the mountains were troubled, and were shaken, because God was angry with them. There went up smoke in his wrath, and fire from his countenance set over flame. Coals were kindled therein, and he bowed the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. And he mounted upon cherubim and flew, and he flew upon the wings of the winds, and he made darkness his hiding place, his tabernacle round about him, dark water and the clouds of the air, from the far shining radiance that was before him. There passed by clouds, hail and coals of fire. And the Lord thundered out of heaven, and the Most High gave forth his voice, and he sent forth his arrows, and scattered them, and the lightnings he multiplied, and troubled them sorely. And the wellsprings of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were revealed at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the unbreathing of the spirit of thy wrath. He sent from on high, and he took me, and received me out of many waters. He will deliver me from mine enemies, which are mighty, and from them that hate me, for they are stronger than I. They overtook me in the day of mine affliction, and the Lord became my firm support. And he led me forth into a spacious place, and he delivered me, because he desired me, and the Lord will recompense me according to my righteousness, and according to the purity of my hands will he recompense me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not acted impiously towards my God. For all his judgments are before me, and his statutes departed not from me. And I shall be blameless with him, and I shall keep myself from mine iniquity. And the Lord will reward me according to my righteousness, and according to the purity of my hands before his eyes. With the holy man doubt will be holy, and with the innocent man will doubt be innocent, and with the elect man will doubt be elect, and with the perverse will doubt be perverse. For doubt will save a humble people, and doubt will humble the eyes of the arrogant. For doubt will light my lamp, O Lord my God. Doubt will enlighten my darkness. For by thee shall I be delivered from the host of robbers, and by my God shall I leap over a wall. As for my God, blameless is his way. The words of the Lord are tried in a fire. Defender is he of all that hope in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is God save our God? It is God who girded me with power, and has made my path blameless, who maketh my feet like the feet of a hart, and settest me upon high places, who teaches my hands for war, and thou madest my nine arms a bow of brass, and thou gavest me the shield of salvation, and thy right hand has upheld me, and thine instructions has corrected me even unto the end. Yea, thine instruction the same will teach me. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and the track tracks of my feet are not weakened, and I shall pursue mine enemies, and I shall overtake them, and I shall not turn back until they fail. I shall greatly afflict them, and they shall not be able to stand, they shall fall under my feet. For thou hast girded me with power for war, in subjection under me hast thou bound the feet of all of them that rose up against me, and thou hast made mine enemies turn their back before me, and them that hate me hast thou utterly destroyed. They cried, and there was no Saviour even to the Lord, and he hearkened not to them, and I will grind them fine as dust before the face of the wind, and I will trample them down as mud in the streets. Deliver me from the gainsayings of the people. Thou wilt set me at the head of nations. A people which I knew not has served me. No sooner than their ear had heard, they obeyed me. Sons that are strangers have lied unto me. Sons that are strangers have grown old, and they have limped away from their path. The Lord liveth, and blessed is my God, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. O God, who givest avengement unto me, and has subdued peoples unto me, O my deliverer from the enemies which are prone to anger, from them that arise up against me, wilt thou lift me high. From the unrighteous man deliver me. For this cause will I confess thee among the heathen, O Lord, and unto thy name will I chant. It is he that magnifies the salvation of his king, and worketh mercy for his anointed, for David, and for his seed unto eternity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, in heaven, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaimeth the work of his hands. Day unto day poureth forth speech, and night unto night proclaimeth knowledge. There are no tongues, no words, in which their voices are not heard. Their sound has gone forth into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. In the sun has he set his tabernacle, and he, like a bridegroom, cometh forth from his chamber, will rejoice like a giant to run his course. From the outermost border of heaven is his going forth, and his goal is unto the outermost part of heaven, and there shall no man hide himself from his heat. The law of the Lord is blameless, converting souls. The testimonies of the Lord is trustworthy, bringing wisdom to infants. The statutes of the Lord are upright, gladdening the heart. The commandments of the Lord is far shining, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever and ever. The judgments of the Lord are true, altogether justified. More to be desired than gold, and much precious stones, and the sweeter than honey, and the honeycomb. Yea, for thy servant keepeth them. In keeping them there is much reward. As for transgressions, who will understand them? From my secret sins cleanse me, and from those of others spare thy servant. If they have not dominion over me, then blameless shall I be, and I shall be cleansed from the great sin. And the sayings of my mouth shall be unto thy good pleasure, and the meditation of my heart shall be before thee forever, O Lord, my helper and redeemer. the Lord. Hear thee in the day of affliction. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Let him send forth unto thee help from his sanctuary, and out of Zion let him help thee. Let him remember every sacrifice of thine, and thy whole burnt offering let him fatten. The Lord grant thee according to thy heart, and fulfill all thy purposes. He will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of the Lord our God shall we be magnified. The Lord fulfill all thy requests. Now have I known that the Lord has saved his anointed one. He will hearken unto him out of his holy heaven, in mighty deeds, in the salvation of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will call upon the name of the Lord our God. They have been fettered and have fallen, but we are risen and are set upright. O Lord, save the king and hearken unto us in the day when we call upon thee. O Lord, in thy strength the king shall be glad, and in thy salvation shall he rejoice exceedingly. The desire of his heart has thou granted unto him, and hast not denied him the requests of his lips. Thou wentest before him with the blessing of goodness. Thou hast set upon his head a crown of precious stone. He asked life of thee, and thou givest him length of days unto ages of ages. Great is his glory and thy salvation. Glory and majesty shall thou lay upon him, for thou shalt give him blessings forever and ever. Thou shalt gladden him in joy with thy countenance. For the king hopeth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High shall he not be shaken. Let thy hand be found, and all thine enemies, and let thy right hand find all that hate thee, for thou wilt make them as an oven of fire in the time of thy presence. The Lord in his wrath will trouble them sorely, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit will thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from the sons of men, for they have intended evil against thee. They have devised counsels which they shall not be able to establish, for thou shalt make them turn their backs among those that are thy remnants. Thou shalt make ready their countenance. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thy strength. We will sing and chant of thy mighty acts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. O Lord, O God, my God, attend to me. Why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my salvation are the words of my transgressions. O God, I will cry by day, and wilt thou not hearken, and by night, and it shall not be unto folly for me. But as for thee, thou dwellest in a sanctuary, O praise of Israel. In thee have our fathers hoped. They hoped, and thou didst deliver them. Unto thee they cried and were saved. In thee they hoped, and were not brought to shame. But as for me, I am a worm, and not a man, a reproach of men, and an outcast of the people. Oh, that look upon me have laughed me to scorn. They have spoken with their lips and have wagged their heads. He hoped in the Lord, let him deliver him, let him save him, for he desireth him. For doubt like he that drewest me forth from the womb, my hope from the breasts of my mother, and thee was I cast from the womb, from my mother's womb. Thou art my God, depart not from me, for tribulation is nigh For there is none to help me. Many Bodhaks have encircled me. Fat bulls have surrounded me. They have opened their mouths against me, as might a lion ravenous and roaring. I have been poured out like water and scattered are all my bones. My heart is become like wax melting in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue has cleaved to my throat, and unto the dust of death has thou brought me down. For many dogs have encircled me. The congregation of evildoers has surrounded me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. They have numbered all my bones. And they themselves have looked at scare and stared upon me. They have parted my garments among themselves, and for my vesture have they cast lots. But thou, O Lord, remove not thy help far from me, attended to my need. Rescue my soul from this sword, even this only begotten one of mine, from the hands of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, and my loneliness from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, for I hymn thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. O ye that are of the seed of Jacob, glorify him. Let all fear him that are of the seed of Israel. For he has not set at naught, nor abhorred the supplications of the pauper, nor has he turned his face from me. And when I cried unto him, he hearkened unto me. From thee is my praise. In the great church I will confess thee, my vows will I pay before them that fear thee. The poor shall eat and be filled, and they that seek the Lord shall praise him. Their hearts shall live forever and ever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and shall turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before him. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he himself is sovereign of the nations. O they that be fat upon the earth have eaten and worshipped. O they that go down into the earth shall fall down before him. Yea, my soul liveth for him, and my seed shall serve him. The generation that cometh shall be told of the Lord, and they shall proclaim his righteousness to a people that shall be born, which the Lord has made. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In a place of green pasture, there has he made me to dwell. Beside the water of rest has he nurtured me. He has converted my soul. He has led me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. For though I should walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they have comforted me. Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of them that afflict me. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, and thy cup which fills me, how excellent it is! And thy mercy shall rescue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord unto the end of days. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. He has founded it upon the seas, and upon the rivers has he prepared it. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that is innocent in hands and pure in heart, who has not received his soul in vain, and has not sworn deceitfully to his neighbor, such a one shall receive a blessing from the Lord and mercy from God, his Savior. This is the generation of them that seek the Lord, of them that seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, rise, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting gates, and the King of glory shall enter in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in war. Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting gates, and the King of glory shall enter in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.